Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Bonjour, Jack.
Hi.
Hi. We're on episode 3 and I'm already running out of ways to say hello to you.
That's going to get old quickly.
Boding well. How are you?
You made a play on your name then. You've never done that before.
What?
It's boding well.
It's boding well. It's boding well. You are listening to Be More Cleverer.
We're all learning together.
We're all learning together.
We're learning things differently together.
About things?
Yeah.
Exactly. And why are we doing that?
Because, like, I think people just need to know more. People need to be more informed about stuff. So we thought, why not do this? People like pub quizzes. People like triv. And I said this earlier in this podcast series that it's those water cooler moments that I like, Katie.
Oh my God, that makes me feel... I do a mouth sick every time you say water cooler
No office has a water cooler anymore. That's not a thing.
Water coolers are like crusty and gross.
Like your face. Anyway, I've been learning lots of stuff this week.
That was rude. Here's what happened last time. Did you hear that, Jack?
I did. What did it land on? Pray tell.
It landed on... Events
in history and time.
Exactly. So, this is like, I mean, I'm going to have a field day with this, really, because...
Oh, yeah, I don't know what you know about history.
There's so much for me to choose from.
There literally couldn't be more.
Actually, I'm just going to go straight in, because I could think about this for ages.
Okay.
And there's one person, which I always feel like I should know more about. We should all probably know a lot about.
Lead with your heart, honey.
I'm going to go with Winston Churchill. I want you to tell me all about the life and times of Winston Churchill in 15 minutes.
You made me learn about a British institution. And I say made. Actually, I shouldn't say that because we should all want to learn about this person.
Yes.
Winston Churchill. And I had a really good time. I want to say I had a really good time learning about him.
You had a lovely time learning about Winston Churchill, did you?
Yeah. Yeah,
yeah, this was kind of like a... I thought episode 3... Get a box ticked. This is a biggie. We need to learn about Winston Churchill.
Yeah, I respect it. And
so you enjoyed?
I really did. Like, and I went into it not wanting to enjoy it.
Good. That's the attitude. Good strong week. So where do we start?
The big things. Let's go for the big things. I wanted to hit the big facts first.
The basics.
The basics.
The basics.
You're basic.
You're basic.
So he was born in 1874, which sounds mad. Like
1874. Yeah.
He feels so... kind of, for me, he felt like a really modern character, but he was born in 1874, that's such a long time ago, and he died in 1965, which sounds weird, but that feels really recently.
Yeah, and I think because the legacy is still so strong, and he's spoken about so often, it feels like that's longer ago than it should have been, but it probably makes sense. Anyway, continue.
He was leader of the Conservative Party. Again, I didn't know that. I kind of had a feeling, and I'd probably hear about it in my time.
Yeah, and I think we should put it all out there now, because lots of people might... There's going to be so many things that are said here where it's like, oh my God, how did they not know that? But I think before and after ourselves, there were so many people who didn't know little things like that.
So. Exactly. So I think it was good to clear out. It was good for me to just properly know that and read it and take it in.
Yeah, I think I knew that too, but it's clarified.
Yeah.
We know.
He was not liked.
Wasn't he?
Winston Churchill was not a liked man before World War II.
Really?
He was controversial. People kind of saw him as a bit of a joke. And actually detrimental to British wartime efforts.
Oh, wow.
So he was responsible for the loss of 3 British cruise ships.
Wow.
Not cruise ships. That sounds like they're cruise ships.
What, with Jane McDonald on? I'm here.
For cruisers, I should say, that were lost in the North Sea. And he launched an attack in Gallipoli, which is in Turkey.
Right.
And it was a complete disaster. He had this big wartime naval plan that he launched into action, and it completely failed, and we kind of lost that battle. And it could have been detrimental to the whole World War One.
Wow.
So then he spent the twilight years between World Wars One and Two very much out of the spotlight and remained controversial.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So how did he become so powerful?
Basically, he predicted the rise of the Nazis, and like he knew what was happening. He could foresee that this social movement in Germany, the Nazi uprising, was happening, and he knew it was going to be like a damn problem.
And he was vocal about it.
He was very vocal about it, but he was, because of his faults in World War One, everyone's like, pipe
this
down,
guy.
Winston. Pipe down. This guy. God, we don't have another disaster on our hands. Little did they know, Casey.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, his dire warnings about Hitler just were ignored.
Mm-hmm.
So you might know this. I didn't. Maybe again, like we talked about before, I did know, but I'd like to have it confirmed.
Mm-hmm.
We did not go into World War II with Churchill as our Prime Minister.
Didn't we?
We didn't.
Right. So
obviously World War II started in 1939.
Okay.
By May 1940, we were like losing quite badly, and all of our allies, we were not doing good in the war.
Okay.
Neville Chamberlain was our Prime Minister.
Right.
And
that's a good thing. Neville Chamberlain. So that's a good name to remember.
Yeah. And basically, everyone was losing confidence in him.
Mm-hmm.
He then resigned due to pressure of us losing the war, like, really badly.
You don't want to resign during a war,
you
do
don't, you? But he did. And someone called Lord Halifax was due in to become the new Prime Minister.
Okay.
He refused the role.
Right. Because easily scrutinised, maybe?
Yeah, he was like, nah, but I'm not picking up this mess.
Okay.
So Churchill was the only credible option.
Churchill was like, well, I'll do it.
Yeah, basically, it was basically that. He was
guys,
like,
over here.
Me? It's only me?
No, let's not say that. I don't think Churchill would be pleased with that impersonation.
Hiya! No, he didn't say that at all.
He didn't say that.
So the government wanted to call a truce with Hitler and lay out some peace treaties. Churchill was like, nah, mate, that's not happening.
Right.
This Hitler's a bastard. We're sorting this out. There isn't going to be a truce. Nah. Okay. Nah.
Nah.
So as Germany proceeded to invade France, Churchill was like, we need to get shitloads of people out of there. We need to sort this out. That is the Battle of Dunkirk.
Right.
It's also known as the Battle of Britain. This is the big thing.
Yes, I was going to say that's the Battle of Britain, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, so basically we managed to get over 300,000 people out of there. 300,000 people!
That's a lot of
that's
people.
That's like the amount of people that auditioned for X Factor. Like, so many people were...
Good comparison.
So many people were rescued. They get out of there.
Good.
And that was all down to Churchill. His strong, pretty good directional strategy.
Well done, Churchill.
So basically, from then on, everyone was like, Churchill's pretty good, isn't he? So his efforts managed to get the US and Russia on our side. We kick Germany's ass.
I mean, that's one way to phrase it.
That is, yeah, that's what we did.
But
so
that's essentially what happened.
That is essentially what happened. D-Day happens in 1944. Canada get involved. We destroy the Nazis. We get them out of France. We sort it out. D-Day happens. 1945, Germany surrender.
And D-Day is?
Done.
Done. D-Day, done.
D-Day is, you know, D-Day. So Churchill leads us all to victory. Great news. But a final note on this segment, Katie, is that did you know that Churchill was not Prime Minister by the time the war ended?
Oh.
Not only was he not Prime Minister when the war started, the war didn't end with him as Prime Minister.
Right.
More on that later.
Oh, what a tease.
So I talked a little bit about speeches, right? You can tell how excited I am about this.
Speeches, he was like the Don.
He was the Don at speeches.
Yeah.
So I thought, how can we tarnish the memory of Churchill's amazing, stirring, motivational, inspirational speeches by getting the voice of Siri to read out the most famous one.
Okay, right.
Have a listen to this.
We shall go on to the end. We shall fight in France. We shall fight on the seas and oceans.
It?
We shall fight with growing confidence and growing strength in the air. We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight on the beaches. We shall fight on the landing grounds. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender. And even if, which I do not for a moment believe, this island or a large part of it were subjugated and starving, then our empire beyond the seas, armed and guarded by the British fleet, would carry on the struggle until, in God's good time, the new world, with all its power and might, steps forth to the rescue and the liberation of the old.
Actually, to start with, there was something kind of funny about Siri doing that, and it's like, I can't take it seriously, but actually, the words still had a lot of impact, even though it was Siri saying them. So it wasn't about the fact that Churchill had this big presence and this big voice. He could write a good speech, because that still had some chutzpah? Not chutzpah.
Chutzpah? It had some spunk.
Well, it still had some oomph to it, even with Siri voicing
it. So what you're saying is that Siri could have led us to victory?
No, absolutely not. Siri can't even tell me when I'm supposed to go into the hairdressers, let alone how to win a war.
Let alone how to do D-Day. It's funny you should mention Churchill's talent for writing great speeches. I think he had a better talent than that.
Pray tell.
Have a listen to this. I think that Churchill was actually a really good songwriter.
Hang on, what?
We shall fight on the beaches. We shall fight on the landing ground. We shall fight on the beaches.
What is this?
We shall fight on the
landing ground.
We shall fight on the beaches. We shall fight on the landing ground.
Which I do not
for a moment
believe. You haven't.
I think Winston Churchill was a sick dance songwriter.
Our empire beyond the seas, armed and guarded by the British fleet,
wasn't this released by Martin Garrix?
No, Churchill. Churchill on the remix.
We shall fight on the landing ground. We shall fight on the
I can't believe you've done this. I think that's enough of that. That's quite enough. We shall fight on the beaches. I can't believe you. I'm actually like, I feel kind of like upset that that's happened, but it's. We shall. Oh, God.
I think, like, Calvin Harris can do something with that sample.
Oh,
I think
gosh.
We need to sample Winston Churchill's famous speech and turn it into, like, a number one.
Do you know what? That's like the thing in Friends when Ross has the keyboard.
It's a masterpiece.
It's a. Okay? It's so. Something. Have you got anything else for me?
Yeah, just a few more things. What's that? You're asking Katie? What happened to Churchill after the war?
Exactly. That's what I wanted to know.
A few quickfire things for you, Katie. He
Hang
was.
On, actually, that sounded, I did sound really uninterested there.
Yeah. What's that, Katie? What happened to Churchill after the war?
Yes, tell me.
Well, just a few quickfire facts. He was subsequently re-elected as Prime Minister.
Lovely.
He
Hang
won.
On, I didn't, so he wasn't Prime Minister.
He lost the election to the Labour Party.
Before the end of the war?
Before the end of the war.
Really?
Still in 1945, but before
what
the end
Labour
of the war.
What were Labour doing so right at that time?
They wanted to make the NHS. He also, then obviously Labour lost and he got back into power and was re-elected as Prime Minister.
Wow.
He won the Nobel Prize in Literature.
Nobel, not Nobel.
I mean, it's Nobel.
Nobel.
Nobel. You've got Nobel.
You've got Nobel.
He wrote many books on his war experiences.
Wow.
He forewarned the rise of the Cold War next to come. God, he loves knowing about wars.
Well, I mean, he did quite well at one of them.
And he came up with the term the Iron Curtain.
What's that, please?
It was basically to describe the divide between the East and the West of the world.
Okay.
Where Russia was the Red Army and communists.
Okay.
So throughout Churchill's life, he did battle with depression a lot.
Okay.
That got worse as he got older and he drank a lot more. And, amazingly, I think this is something we should all think about doing. He planned his own state funeral. He planned it all. He was like, I'm picking the music. I'm picking the buffet.
Okay.
It's my funeral. I'll do what I like.
He planned a state funeral.
He's planned his own state funeral and he called it Operation Hope Not.
Well, if we plan state funerals, I mean, we can have them. Like massive ones.
One more game for you, Katie.
You haven't stopped this week.
It's because I loved it so much and I realised there was one Churchill we couldn't not mention.
Not the dog.
Yeah, the dog. So there's a quick game of, oh, yes. Or, oh, no. You just need to answer, oh, yes. Or, Oh no.
Okay.
So these facts. He nearly drowned in a lake in Switzerland.
Well, I mean, it's just like a weird one to make up. Oh, yes.
Correct.
We can say that with a happy tone because he didn't actually drown.
He didn't. He fell several times off many horses.
Oh, yes.
Yes, correct.
Oh, gosh.
He crashed a plane while learning to fly.
God, Winston, he's been through it, hasn't he? Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
Oh, gosh.
And finally, he was hit by a car when he looked the wrong way to cross a road in Paris.
Well, I mean, statistically, I should really say, oh, no.
Correct. That happened, but actually happened in New York and not Paris.
Oh, my God. So he was hit by a car.
He was hit by a car when he was looking the wrong way in traffic.
Oh, Winston, man. Hang on. And how long did he live till?
Till he was 90.
Till he was 90? He put his body through it and all.
He did it all. He did it all, Katie.
Oh, fair play to you, Winston.
That is Winston Churchill. Have you learnt a lot?
I've learnt so much. A lot.
He did a lot.
Neville Chamberlain. He was the Prime Minister.
He was on.
Then Winston Churchill came in. And then he lost to Labour.
Yep, Clement Attlee became the next Prime Minister.
Okay, I mean, we need to stop. You're giving me too much information.
I'm a hive of information.
You're actually ad-libbing information now. It's a bit silly. So there you go. That's Winston Churchill. Well done, Jack.
I really enjoyed it. And I want to learn more about him as much as I can. I'm obsessed with him.
Did you feel like your brain was nourished?
So nourished. It's like greedy.
Like your brain drank an Actimel as you were learning.
The same.
Good.
It's your turn, Katie. Discover what you'll be learning about next.
Okay, cool. Right, where's the wheel?
I'm ready to spin the wheel.
You got the wheel?
Are you ready? The secret.
I've got it.
You ready, Katie?
I'm
going to spin the wheel. Great spin.
This is our wheel with a load of categories on, by the way, and then we're going to deduce from the categories. What am I actually going to learn about?
It's landed on places.
Oh, okay. No, this is good, because the less I know about them and the more reluctant I am to learn about them, the more I probably should know. So what am I going to go away and learn about places? Geography, you mean?
Okay, I feel like I get confused a lot about this. Well, the two of them. So I want you to learn about the South Pole, Antarctica.
Oh, cool. South Pole, Antarctica. Are they on the same one? No, I don't know anything about this. What do you want me to learn about? I'm confused. I know so little about this that I actually need to clarify the topic. So you want me to learn about
Antarctica.
Antarctica? And the North and South Poles?
Well, the South Pole is in Antarctica.
Is it?
Yeah.
You sure?
Okay,
good. Right.
Okay, good. I'm sure this time, next time, we'll be a lot more clear on the situation.
A lot more clearer and a lot more cleverer. Yes.
You've wanted to say that for so long. Get out of my sight.
I need to seg it in there.
Go away.
Go away. Bye.
I've left. What was that? You wanted to get involved. Well, you can. All you had to do was ask, and you just did. At Be More Cleverer on Twitter if you've got like a burning question or a topic you want us to learn about. Or you can send an electronic mail to bemorecleverer@gmail.com. Thanks.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.